desire for something special or something specific. Does anybody have hope for anything special? Come on, let me see your hands. Amen. See, that's where I believe God's going to meet us, right where we're at. And as we kick this off, all the way through the Word of God, the hope is something that we're expecting or we're desiring. And many men and women in the Word of God had expectations and desires, and God met them. And so as we're looking at this, we've got, you doing all right? What's up? Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I speak this nerve right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every effect it's having on her body. I speak to the pain. I call it to cease in Jesus' name. I call her body to be strengthened in your power and might, and will never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You're too young to walk like that. Amen. So tonight, we're going to go to Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, and then we're going to build off of this for the next however long the Lord wants to do it. We'll just read verse number 1 first. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And this is where we're going to focus all the way through this teaching, is in hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So the hope, the helper that we have is the Holy Spirit. So as we're having feelings of expectation and desires for things, that God, Lord, through the power of the Holy Ghost and through his love, he says, his love maketh not ashamed. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in the hearts by the Holy Ghost. And that's one of the things that he keeps speaking to my heart about, is his love. So first thing we're going to look at tonight is the expectation. The expectation. Hope is something that's a feeling of something expected or something desired, okay? And we all have, as children of God, we have the hope of the salvation. So if you look with me in Romans chapter 8, verse number 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Now, I was thinking about, you know, that patiently waiting part. You know, I was thinking about, I was thinking about hope, and I was thinking about, like, in the delivery room, and you're sitting there and you're waiting for the mama to have the baby. There's a heart of expectation. You're patiently waiting, but you're wanting it to happen quick. Amen? I didn't get that curse. Just kidding. She said, I should be on the other end, on the woman's side. But just say as children of God, I want you to get a hold of this. Like a woman that's engaged in the old, I don't know if they still do it, but in the old day, the woman that was engaged had a hope chest. And she gathered all these things and that she, for her wedding day or for the time that she was going to be married. And so she had an expectation of getting married, and she was gathering things. And sometimes as we're patiently waiting for our salvation, the Lord says that do not lose hope He says, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad, because that we, he's given us that spirit of love, that Holy Ghost to help us. So we find the source here is turn with me to Romans 15. Verse number 4. The Word of God says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. You know, we look at that one again. We know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We have the Scriptures that gives us an expectation. He's opened up in Romans 5, reminding us that we've been justified by faith. Faith comes through the Greek word pistis, trusting and reliance, okay, is the definition. So as we're having these hopes, and we're having these hopes in our lives, the Lord continually reminds us, hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We got a helper to help us in the waiting period. Amen? There's things that I long and desire to see. I've seen them in vision, but I haven't seen them manifest. But I have an earnest expectation. I have a heart of expectation. And in the expectation, he told me, the Father told me that he is a God that does things all of a sudden and suddenlies. And so every time I gather together, I believe, hey, this may be one of those sudden moments. This may be one of them times. This may be the time something just burst open. Amen? Third, we have the stance. The stance I have here is we're positioned. We're positioned. We take a stance. In 1 Peter chapter 3, the Word of God instructs us. He says, but sanctify. Sanctify means to purify. We're going through a purification process. We're sanctified by the Word. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So when I'm looking at this, he says, hope maketh not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's given it to us. We have the salvation, the hope of salvation. Amen. We have the source of salvation, and we have the stance that we take as those that are saved. Amen? Are you with me? Small say, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. And that's one of the things, because he says, hope maketh not ashamed because the love of God. The love of God. That's the expression. He expresses his love. And as he expresses his love to you and I, he wants you and I to recognize first that his love is everlasting. It's not temporary. It's eternal. Amen? And I love the way that Jeremiah penned that in Jeremiah chapter 31. Verse number 3, he says, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen? So the expression of his love is everlasting. He has drawn you and I here by his loving kindness, his mercy, his grace, you know. When I think about the love, you know, when I think about the love of God, it didn't come cheap. It was very expensive. When I think about that, and I think about a father sacrificing his son. Now, I couldn't imagine that. I was super duper blessed on Sunday evening. My son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, and my grandchildren were coming from Virginia Beach to meet us in Charlottesville. They're driving down the road 75 miles an hour on Interstate 64, and their right wheel falls off. The ball joint sheared and broke off and turned sideways. And the car just skidded down 200 yards on the road and skid off to the side of the road. And nobody was injured and nobody was hurt. And if you're going 75 miles an hour and your wheel falls off, most of the time you're going to start rolling. All right? But I can just see God's heavenly angels, amen? You know? And the reason I said that is sometimes, you know, we don't recognize the cost that was given for our salvation, where God says, God so loved the world, he so loved you and I that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. That was expensive. Amen? It's free to you and I, but it cost him everything. Amen? I think sometimes that what the Lord wants us to understand is we're not to take for granted what was given for us. Take for granted what was done for you and I. That it was a great cost. And that's how much God loves you. He wants you to know that his love is everlasting. His love is expensive. His love is not only expensive to him, it's expensive to you and I. Because God's love calls us to do things that our flesh does not want to do or our feelings does not want to do, but God's love says do it anyway. I mean, it costs something. It costs me stepping out of my own self and allowing God to work through my heart and life, allow him to be manifested, and so his love will be manifested to people, because hope makes us not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Amen. And what he is saying is he wants us to open our vessels up to, one, to receive his love. See, some people have, love has been so perverted. There's many in the world that are afraid to receive love because love hurt them in the past. But that wasn't true love. That was love of the world and not love of the Father. Amen? And God says what he wants to do is he wants us to be like a funnel where he pours his love into us through the Spirit of God, and we allow his love to pour out. Amen? And not ours, because ours usually has conditions. Our human love says, well, you do this for me, and I'll love you. God's love says, I'll love you even if you don't. Amen? So in other words, we've got to take all of these conditions off of it and allow his love to be manifested. Amen? Another thing I recognize that God's love, it's the expression of his love, that it's extraordinary. Extraordinary. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 4, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And has raised us up to sit together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen? So this love is extraordinary love. You know, it was kind of funny. It's not kind of funny, but it's kind of real. I turn around and when I was singing, Lord, sometimes he tells me to look at people. And when I look at people, sometimes we're trying to sing a song about being happy, but there's no happiness going to flowing at all, you know. But by faith, I got the joy down in my heart. And you have down in your heart, it's got to be up in your head. Because if it isn't up in your head, it ain't going to come out of your mouth. It ain't going to come out of your mouth from your heart. It's going to come out of your mouth from your head. Amen? So, you know, so as you look at this, I got the joy down in my heart. I got to get it up in my head, too. In other words, sometimes what we have to do is this, church. Sometimes what we have to do is we have to bind those things that are stealing our joy and are stealing our happiness. Is anybody here going through anything? Amen? I'm facing battles in every direction I go. Amen? Amen? But I also know, you know, the other day I was carrying some stuff around and you know, I was pouting and boo-hooing with the Lord. And basically he just asked me, he says, well, how's that working for you? What's that doing for you? And what he was showing me is this. What he was showing me when I was letting that thing get me, the one it was having an effect on is the grandchildren that were around me. And what was going on with them wasn't anything that was irritating me. It was something else that was irritating me, but it was expressed to them. Amen? Amen? So, in other words, the Lord says, hey, that hope makes not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. And we have expectations, but we're also to express His love. You know? And so I couldn't do anything about I wasn't super mean or nothing. I think what was bothering me most, because normally I'm able to drown out the loudness, but because I was focused on all those things, I couldn't drown out the loudness, because they only have one bout volume and it's screaming. And it's loud, you know? And it's like... You know, so I'll just let that go. You okay up there, honey? Okay, I saw her thumb. She gave me a thumbs up. She'll tell me later, why'd you even talk about that? Because the Lord told me to. So His expression, His love is everlasting, it's expensive, and it's extraordinary. Now, why would I say extraordinary? Because it's outside of normal. God's love is never normal. It's never normal. It's never with human reasoning and human mentality. Amen? Thirdly, let's move on before I get booed out of the showroom here. We're experiencing a turnaround in our life. Jerry Savelle sent me this prophecy the other day. He said there's a blessing explosion about to take place not only with and in this church, but also in the lives of all of those that are faithful. Financial blessings are coming in ways in which you have never experienced before and from sources that you had never come in contact with before. Start expecting it. And get ready for more and more surprises. For God is working on your behalf, even now behind the scenes. And it's about to come to pass. Hello? Hello? Now, you can either take that word and you can run with it, or you can say, well, that's not for me. Lord, I receive it. I receive it. What was he talking about? He was talking about hope and expectation. Jerry Savelle didn't know what I was going through, but the Holy Spirit did. Amen? Are you with me? So there's a turnaround coming in Ezekiel chapter 36. I love this turnaround. Amen? Love, love, love. I don't know. Can anybody stand a financial breakthrough? Hello? Y'all can't stand one? All right. If you got more than enough, pass it on. That's maybe someone else's breakthrough. You can be the receiver or the giver. It's your choice. Hallelujah. I love this in Ezekiel 36. He says this turnaround. A new heart, verse 26, also will I give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. You know what God's looking for in this house? We're right at the brink. The Holy Ghost is going to break through. They're going to have a breakout of the Spirit of God. Amen? Just like it was on the day of Pentecost. Amen? Hey, and do you know, recognize that we're Pentecostals? Hello? Is there any Pentecostals in here? Amen? We're all Spirit-filled Pentecostals, right? Amen? If we're not Spirit-filled, we're seeking to be filled, right? Amen? We're experiencing a turnaround. Now, if hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us, where is there a place in your life where you have hope for something to turn around and to change? Wherever it is. Amen. God says, hopes make us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost is given us. He says in his word, he's going to give us a turnaround. Not only is there going to be a turnaround, but he's going to be a turnaround because we believe the truth. We believe the truth. John 14. Verse number 17. By the Holy Ghost, which is given us. What is the Holy Ghost? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth in you, with you, and shall be in you. Now, he dwelleth what? With you, and shall be in you. Now, you know, when we gather together, he's in each and every one of us, but when we gather together, when two agree, it's touching anything they ask, the Holy Spirit's involved. He's with us. He's in the atmosphere. Amen? Because he has good plans for you. Amen? And he's going to see you through. So we have also, then it calls for us to the trust. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And in 1 John chapter 2, First John chapter 2, verse 27. The beloved writes this. He says, but the anointing, or the Holy Spirit, which you have received of him, abideth in you. And ye not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, in his truth, and is no lie. And even as it have taught you, ye shall abide in him. Amen. Jesus said for us to abide in him as his word abides in us. Amen? So what is he saying to us tonight? He's saying this also. We have the explosion. I love the explosion. I love what Jesus said in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon, comes upon you. You shall bear witness unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, in the uttermost parts of the earth. And we're witnessing. What are we witnessing? Our hope. And we're not ashamed of our hope. We're not ashamed of our hope because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. How? By the Holy Ghost which is given us. Amen? Is that simplistic enough? Amen? So he says to you and I, the expectation, we have the salvation, the source and the stance. The expression is everlasting, it's expensive, and it was extraordinary. The experiencing is the turnaround, the truth, and the trust. The explosion is a Holy Ghost outburst. In other words, when something starts bubbling up inside of here, you got to let it come out of here. I saw a peekaboo peeking in the window. So, with a heart of expectation, let us receive the expression of the Father's love by experiencing the filling of the Holy Spirit with explosion. You know, sometimes people say, well, how do you get on fire for the Lord? Let the Holy Ghost fill you up. Hallelujah. How do I get excited about the things? Let the Holy Ghost fill you up. Amen? Amen? Because what we're full of is what comes out. Amen? And most of the times, not that I'm not pointing any fingers, because if I pointed at anybody, I got three pointing back at me. Because usually if we're not filled with the Holy Ghost, we're filled with self. If we're filled with self, everything becomes about us. Amen? And God wants you to know that he says for you and I tonight, he says this. He says, if you have a heart of expectation, you will receive the expression of his love, and you will experience the filling of the Holy Ghost with explosion. And we'll put it into active. You know, God's an active God. Amen? Those words come right out of the book and become life. Amen? So can we all just stand together? Amen? Better yet? You will be. Lift your hands up. Father, we're so grateful for every servant that you have in the room, Father God. I thank you for the call and the anointing that's upon each and every one. Father, as you said in your word, Father God, tonight, Father God, that hope, that we hope we have, where we're not to be ashamed because your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to each and every one of us. Father, I pray right now for a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit to be upon each and every one in this room tonight, Father God. You said in your word, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives, everyone that seeks finds, and everyone knocks, the door will be open. Your word declares that we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So, Father God, I ask you tonight, will you ask him yourself? Ask him to give you a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost. In your own words, ask him in your own words. I don't hear any words going. Ask him in your own words. Father, I pray that you pour out a fresh measure upon them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, as you've called us for a time and season, this is the time and this is the season, Father God, for the church to arise and the enemy be scattered. So, Father, I thank you for the call of God that's upon each and every one in this room, Father God. And I thank you for a fresh measure of the Spirit upon each and every one, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you refresh us, you renew us. You restore us, Father God. So as we lift our hands to you tonight, Father God, touch our bodies, our minds, our souls, our spirits. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer, Father God. We thank you for the healing stream that's flowing down even now in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all you've done in the past, what you're doing now, and everything that you have in store for our future. Our future is so bright, we're going to need sunglasses, Lord Jesus. And all, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're going to give us some Holy Ghost sunglasses that are full of color. In Jesus' name, amen. You're looking good, John. Look how he just put them on John. Hallelujah.